إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح للأمة فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل ربه حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم ووالهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I'd like to start my khutbah today with putting my objection and my resentment to what is happening to our Muslim brothers and sisters in Palestine, in the United States, and everywhere. And that should be the duty of every Muslim. I wouldn't be exaggerating if I said every human being who believes in the least amount of liberty and freedom. What is happening is opposing all rules and all limits of humanity and a way to treat human beings. I just wanted to say that because it is somehow relating to the subject of my khutbah today. And this is the duty for your Muslim brothers and sisters, towards your Muslim brothers and sisters. At least pray to Allah to send them and give them power and strength. At least. That's so that the least you should do. As you remember, and to remind myself and you as well, with last khutbah, last week, last speech, it was about following the footsteps of Shaytan. And we said how worshipping Shaytan, the devil, Shaytan is the devil, Saturn, following or worshipping Saturn or the devil, it is not bowing or prostrating down to him, but it is following the methods and the ways of the devil himself. And we said how hideous and how devious his plans can get. We said how our colors gave us six general ways that Shaitan or the devil will approach person. So we can deviate him from the straight path. The straight path that we day and night pray to Allah to guide us along. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Every prayer we say, oh Allah, guide us along the straight path, the path of those on whom you bestow your favors, not of those on whom you are angry and your wrath fall upon. So we pray that, and if the Satan or the Shaytan or the devil, he has another rule, which is to block us from fulfilling that, or to distract us from abiding by the rules and the orders of Allah that will enable us to reach to the end of this straight path. And we said that there are six major ways. The first of those, as we mentioned, is shirk, or taking partners with Allah. Today, we'll explain that. And then, inshallah, if Allah will, we'll continue with that, if Allah give me life and you as well. Next week, we will continue the same subject and discussing another way of shaitan or of the devil planning to distract and destroy the faith of human beings or faith of Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, every time he mentioned about a story of the people before us, since the creation of Adam, peace be upon him, that every messenger Allah sent to humanity, he came with the same message, with the same word. Before we know that same message and the same word, when Allah created us and sent us to this earth, we have strengths and we have points of weaknesses. We have ups and downs, as they say. We have ebbs and flows. So Allah knows that we needed to have that strong relationship with Him. But how? Why we cannot talk to Him directly and He cannot talk to us directly. So He will choose certain people from among us. They speak our language and they understand and they behave and they live like us. And with them, He will send His true message through different revelations, one after the other, ending with the Quran, the Book of Allah, the last revelation to mankind. So with knowing that, we would know that all those messages and all those messengers, they come from the same source. Those messages coming from the same source. All those messengers carrying the same responsibility. So there should be no difference between religions. But then, when human beings follow the footsteps of shaitan that we were talking about last time, his desire, his lust, and his need, his worldly need, his material need, affected his following to that religion to a point that he changes the religion itself. Otherwise, there would be no difference. As we agreed in the beginning, that it is the same God who's sending the same message, and He's the same one who's choosing the same messenger as the prophet. So there should be no difference for the message. It can improve, it can develop, so it cope with the situations and the needs of people, different places and different times, but the basic line or the general line of those messages would be the same. But why we find such a variation and such opposition? Because human beings, they interfered with the will of Allah, with the will of God. What was the message that Allah said? If we read the Quran, if you survey the Quran and read and follow those verses from beginning to end, you have to learn lessons. And that's why the Quran is revealed. To solve your problems, to cure and heal your diseases and your needs, and to fulfill your needs, fulfill what you need. So when you read the Quran, you will find Adam, Noah, Ibrahim, Hud, Saleh, Sulaiman, Dawood, Musa, Isa, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with the same message. Ya qawmi a'budu Allah ma lakum min ilahin ghayr. O my people, worship Allah. You have no God but Him to worship. No one else is worthy of worship but Him. Inni lakum rasulun amin, alla ta'budu illa Allah. I am an honest messenger of God to you. And my message is, do not worship no one but Allah. The same. So, same message came. And then after that, comes the problem that this community is suffering from. And here I want to make a relationship between our belief and our faith, that there is no that you worship, one worthy of worship but Allah, and our daily life. And I will insist on that from now on. See, this our religion is a way of life, and we have to prove that. So our faith saying that we don't worship no one but Allah. Then the each and every prophet came to solve a certain problem in his community. Noah, his people used to worship idols. His people used to worship other than Allah. So he gave us something, do not worship that other than Allah, and Allah is the one who gave you the power in this land. When they disobeyed him, the flood came. Who gave those people who were very, very advanced in architecture and buildings? same like Solomon. And he came to solve that problem. Do not be so attached to the material life and make you forget the reason of your existence in here, to have a relationship with your Creator. So when they forgot the punishment of Allah came. Each and every person, Shu'ayb alayhi salam, he came to his people when they were cheating in the way they did it with each other, cheating in business. So he said, do not worship other than Allah, and that worship will make you honest with the people. You have to deal with justice. So if you don't deal with justice, you are not actually worshipping Allah. So if you find people suffering from certain problems in the community, and hear what I want to emphasize, you know for sure that they are not truly worshipping Allah. Because if they are, their problem will be solved. Because this is the secondary reason for sending messenger. First reason is to lead the people and guide them along the straight path, which is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Then that has to reflect on your daily life and in your behavior and the way you deal with everyone around you. And if that behavior and that dealing is negative, that means your worship is not complete. You did not understand to start with. You did not understand the meaning of worship. Now, how Shaitan or the devil will approach us on this? Number one, he will give us misunderstanding and misconception of La ilaha illallah. No God but Allah. If I ask anyone, majority of the Muslims, what their answer would be Allah. And when they go and they have trouble, they would say, oh Allah, alone you. But they worship the idol beside. So, saying La ilaha illallah means there is no God but Allah, only that, it does not negate the fact that someone else can be worshipped beside him. Misunderstanding can lead to wrong practice. So your salah does not mean anything, your fasting does not mean anything, because you do not understand who you are doing it for. That is very dangerous. So what is the real meaning of it? When you say La ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, you heard it in the Adhan. You say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, if you're witness, there is no one but Allah. In the Salah, what does it mean? That means no one worthy of worship. That is the meaning of La ilaha illallah. La ma'buda fi haqq illallah. No one worthy of real worship except Allah. Only the one who is being worshipped. Right? So shirk, when we say shirk, association with Allah, it does not mean that you associate another God with him. Majority of the people, they don't believe in that. No, shirk means associating someone of following, associating someone of worshipping, associating someone with setting rules beside Allah. That is the shirk we are talking about, and that's the shirk, the area where Shaitan will play, or the devil will play with. So we come to you and think this is a better way, as I told you last time. This is a better way. But when you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. When you hear the adhan saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha, you come back to the menu and pray. But at the same time, there is someone else you are following and you are taking the role model and constitution of your life depends on that one, not on Allah himself. So what is the need of this type of worship? It is just routine we do it. I'm not talking about this community, I'm talking in general. I'm reminding myself, thinking loud with you. So I can learn, you can learn as well. Because Allah gives us the Quran for that care and remind. فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ because the reminder of reminding the people, تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ will benefit the believers. So you cannot get benefit except if you are a true believer. As Quran is guidance for mustaqeen, it's only guidance for the pious and righteous. You want to get the guidance, you have to be pious and righteous. You want Allah to bestow favor on you, you have to understand who you are worshipping. What is the meaning of La ilaha illallah? You know, brothers and sisters, there is one word in the Shahada, what say the word Shahada? When a person wants to enter Islam, what should he say? Or she say? Ashhadu, I bear witness, an la ilaha illallah, that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah. Wa ashhadu, and I bear witness, anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, that Muhammad is his last messenger of him. This is the Shahada, right? And we say that every day in the Salah, and we hear the Adhan calling for the prayer, stating the same thing. You know, there is one word in this Shahada, if the Muslims really understand, they know what they should do. You know what is that word? Ashhadu. Ashhadu. You know, ashhadu al-an from shahada, seeing with your eyes. When Allah says in the Quran, He said, "Alim al-ghayb wa shahada." He is the Lord, the All Lord of the unseen and of the seen. So when you say ashhadu, means I see as if I see with my eyes that Allah is the only one who is your portion. See what you say, you repeat it hundreds of thousands of times, but never thought about that. Ashhadu, abawadu, through all this creation, through all this magnificent world, and this creation of Allah, it will lead me to nothing but stating and making testimony that there is no one worthy of worship but Him. Do you understand that? If you really understand that, you will seek guidance somewhere else. You will seek the help of someone else. Everyone belongs to Him. So I go straight to Him, so He will make everyone help me. Why I go seek help from someone, while I can ask Him to help me, then He will use people to help me. Straight. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So, la ilaha illallah, the problem is not translating it that there is no God worthy of worship but Allah. Even the idol worshippers, the atheists, before Prophet Muhammad peace be upon him came, what they used to do? They used to believe in Allah. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مِنْ دُونِهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ مَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَى. We don't worship them, but to get us close to Allah. Right? So that's the reason. So they know that there is Allah. And as I mentioned, if you ask them about who created heaven and earth, they will say Allah. If you are in hardship, whom you will ask, they will say Allah. قُلْ مَنْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ السَّبْعِ وَرَبُّ الْعَرْشِ الْعَظِيمِ فَقُولُوا لِلَّهِ. They ask for Allah. But why Allah said in Quran, in Surah As-Saffat, when Allah said, bring forward the people who take partners with me and put them to the hellfire. Why? Allah said, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا they were, إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ when they have been told, إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ no God worthy of worship but Allah, يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. How come they will be arrogant and they will refuse that? How come they believe in Allah? See that, this is the proof of the meaning I just gave you of the word La ilaha illallah. So they know that there is Allah, but when Prophet Muhammad telling them, say La ilaha illallah.